There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he got to the pod where the caterpillar asked, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But yeah, anyway.
Oh, I don't know why I keep making these when I know how much I fucking hate editing. Because I don't have money to hire an editor. Right, okay. Okay, let's go over that last take. What the?
What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Oh my god. You're Simon Rich.
I know who I am.
Simon Rich just broke into my room.
You bet your ass I did.
Oh my god, how'd you even get up here?
I climbed, you fool.
There's nothing to climb on. Outside my window, it's just a wall.
You ever heard about goats?
You talking about goats and, like, their angle climbing
thing? As a goat does, as does Simon Rich.
What are you doing in my room?
You stole my idea.
What idea?
Man-seeking woman. Your little John John's podcast is a rip-off version of it.
Dude, that would be such a huge compliment.
But like a really shitty version of it.
It's... Look, I mean, it's just a silly absurdist venture. It's not unique in the way that you could argue that all absurdism isn't unique.
Oh, now my writing isn't unique.
No, it is. Like, your specifics are unique. And, you know, in the way that I'd like to think that my specifics are, but I think what I'm trying to say is that the form isn't unique.
Man, I don't want to get into logistics.
Oh, okay.
I want you to be fucking honest for the first time in your goddamn life.
Oh, I think that I'm usually pretty honest. Like, or at least I'm always trying to be. It's one of my core tenets.
Am I an influence on you?
Of course. Your work on SNL, Man Seeking Woman, like you mentioned, your first season of Miracle Workers, huge influences on me.
First season?
Yeah.
Well, what about the other three?
Fuck, there's four seasons? I don't know. I saw the Medieval season, and that was good. You know, I enjoyed it, but, you know, I didn't even finish the Oregon Trail season.
Well, why not?
I don't know, man. Sometimes, yeah, there's just a lot of TV on nowadays, and sometimes you just don't finish it. I don't know. I was enjoying it. I don't know, but nothing comes close to that first season, you know, about, like, God and human relationships, and that just had so much more meat for me.
Yeah, I feel that. I do think the other ones have a lot of merit, though.
I agree, but I don't know how much influence I take from them. Especially the one season I didn't even watch.
Okay. Well, I do influence you.
Yes.
So you're stealing.
Can I ask you something?
Make it quick, man. I'm about to kill you.
You gonna kill me?
What did you think I was gonna do?
I don't know. Threaten me to try things in a way more removed from the way that you do them?
No. I'm gonna kill you. We can't have any more absurdists.
What's so bad about having more absurdists?
It's becoming overly saturated. Did you see Jake Johnson's new movie?
Yeah.
And Dream Scenario?
Yeah.
I don't need that shit. It's bad enough I have to compete with Kaufman and Lanthimos.
I think what I wanted to say, though, is isn't me taking influence flattery? Like, the fact that you inspire me to make work in the way that I do isn't that a little bit what it's all about?
No.
Okay.
You don't seem concerned.
I don't seem concerned because this is not Man Seeking Woman. You're in John John's Adventures.
You put me in a bubble?
Yeah, that's right. And it's an unbreakable bubble. From one absurdist to the other, do not play games in other people's homes. Now get the fuck out of my room.
I'll get you, Jonathan!
Yeah. But not today. Float home, bitch.
You're gonna call Simon Rich a bitch?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's okay. I don't think he's ever gonna hear it.
But he might.
Even if he did hear this, I don't think he'd be offended. I think he'd be like, it's funny that I got called a bitch. I saw him at Dodger Stadium, and he was sitting next to John Mulaney, and
Did you call him a bitch?
No, no, no. But what they saw on the screen, what was on the screen was John Mulaney. It didn't even mention that Simon Richards was there. I think he'll be fine. He'll be like, oh, not that nobody knows him. Not that nobody knows him. He's well known. I just think it'll be fine. I think it'll be cool.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. He seems like a chill dude.
Right, right. I think he's very funny. He wrote American Pickle.
Okay.
The Seth Rogen movie.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I think he'll be cool. I think it'll be cool with me calling him a bitch. And
I really hope we find out.
But either way, he's not going to hear about it. Like, he's probably not going to listen to this. And it's chill.
Sure.
So, we're cool. Calling him a bitch.
That's right, Simon Rich.
Okay, so
you're a bitch.
Hold on. Let's not double down like that. Well, okay. I appreciate you doing this with me. It means a lot.
Yeah, of course, man. I enjoy these.
And I know that I lost the audio for the first thing, because it's not the first time we're doing this version.
It's cool.
So it was nice of you to come visit me so soon, because I'm putting these out next week.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got some work to do before those come out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not coming all out the same week. I'm not Netflix. I'm not dropping it like that. Yeah. But I'm putting out Tay's episode next week, and then you're probably going to hear this episode maybe 5 or 6 weeks after.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
But I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should we say goodbye to the audience?
Yeah, we can say goodbye. We never say goodbye in any episode, but I feel like we've gotten so far meta in this version. Yeah. We can say goodbye.
Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye, audience. Thank you.
Simon Rich, if you hear this, hope you're cool. And you're a bitch.
No. Hope you're cool. Yeah.
You can cut that out if you want to.
I'm going to leave it in, but you know. All right, thank you. What's the thing that they say at the end of the Conan's episode?
Conan podcast? I don't know.
They say, like, John, take it away. And, like, they play the little...
John, take it away.
We'll figure it out. I'll think of a tag to put at the end of this.
Yeah, make a special one just for you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll... John? Johnny?
And the curtain falls. John's adventures.
Can you do that? Such a stupid. I might use that as like all of them in the curtain. And then later on, like we've been using it the whole season, they'll hear this is where it came from.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. No, I'm not going to start that way. And the curtain falls on John's adventures.
We'll see you next week. Okay. Thank you. I'm really gonna put it at the end of every episode, and people are gonna be like, "Why the fuck is he doing this?" And I'll know why, because I'll be putting in this episode.
Yeah, for true fans who hear this on Easter Egg, if they didn't already skip over it by now.
I feel like
this is the content, though.
This is the content.
Yeah, if they're listening at all, this is what they're here for.
Right. The sprawling nothingness.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is stream of consciousness.
Yeah, that's what keeps me going all day at work. That's why I listen to podcasts in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we're calling it a wrap.
Should I do it again?
Do it again.
And the curtain falls on John's adventures.
We'll see you next. Hold on, one more time, because I can't. I just in case I want to reuse another time. Go ahead.
And the curtain falls on John's adventures.
I'll see you next week. All right.
All right, we did it. And the curtain falls on John's adventures.
I'll see you next week.